Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back to the show. Everyone loves talking about Amazon, but today we are going beyond the headlines and really digging into their Q3 2024 financials.
Yeah, we've got both their 10Q filing and the earnings call transcript. So we can really see what's going on behind the scenes. What are their strategies? What are their challenges?
Exactly. We're not just looking at the numbers. We're trying to figure out what they tell us about Amazon's future. And let me tell you, there's a lot to unpack here.
There sure is. I mean, the first thing that jumps out is their net income. It more than doubled year over year.
Yeah, it's wild. The 10Q shows they pulled in $15.3 billion for the quarter. That's up from $6.3 billion in the same period last year.
A huge jump. And their net income for the first 9 months of 2024 was almost $40 billion. It's not just a good quarter, it's a trend.
So what's driving this massive growth?
Well, if you listen to the earnings call, it's clear that CEO Andy Jassy is getting big on AWS and particularly their AI offerings.
He even said demand is outstripping their capacity right now.
Yeah.
Especially for their AI chips, Trainium and Inferentia.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like the early days of cloud computing. It was revolutionary, but the infrastructure had to catch up.
He actually compared it to that. He said AI is growing even faster than cloud computing did in the beginning.
And the demand for those chips suggests this is more than just about using AI for like recommendations or optimizing logistics. They're building the foundation for AI to power entirely new customer experiences.
Okay, so AWS is on fire. But what about their core retail business? Is that getting left behind?
Not at all. The 10Q shows solid growth in both North American and international retail sales. They're still focused on what they call price selection and convenience.
Yeah, but the transcript also mentions those rising shipping costs. How are they managing that?
They're trying to absorb some of those increases through sheer volume, optimizing their processes, and frankly, using their size to negotiate better deals.
It's a balancing act for sure. They want to stay competitive on price and keep those fast shipping options, but those costs are going up.
Yeah, an analyst actually asked about this during the earnings call, specifically about whether the growth of AI-focused data centers would lead to a price war.
Similar to what happened with cloud computing in the early days.
Exactly. But Jassy pushed back on that. He said Amazon is focused on long-term value, not just a race to the bottom on price.
And he made a point of saying that they're not just using AI to cut costs or increase efficiency. They want to use it to fundamentally change the customer experience.
Like, imagine AI that anticipates your needs, personalizes your shopping in ways we haven't even thought of yet, and solves problems before you even know you have them.
Now, that's a future I can get behind.
Yeah.
But let's be real. There's always another side to the story, right?
Always. And in this case, it's the legal and regulatory challenges that Amazon is facing. And let me tell you, the 10Q does not sugarcoat this.
Yeah, those sections on legal proceedings and risk factors are pretty dense.
One of the biggest things that jumped out at me was that $525 million patent infringement verdict against AWS.
Wow, that's a lot of money. What was that all about?
It was a case brought by a company called Cove.io. They claimed that AWS's S3 and DynamoDB offerings infringed on their patents for network distributed tracking and location management technologies.
So basically, really technical stuff related to how data is stored and accessed.
Yeah, Amazon is appealing the verdict, but it definitely highlights the kind of legal risks they face in such a complex technological space.
And that's just one example. They've got lawsuits and investigations going on related to everything from their video streaming services to their Alexa devices to their use of video technologies.
It's a lot to handle. And it's not just the financial cost. These legal battles can also hurt their reputation and brand image.
Especially if they're seen as being anti-competitive or not respecting consumer privacy.
Exactly. And the 10Q doesn't shy away from this. They acknowledge that these legal proceedings could have a material adverse effect on their results.
And it's not just lawsuits. They're also facing scrutiny from government regulators, including the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general.
Yeah, there are investigations related to competition, antitrust, consumer protection. It's another layer of uncertainty that investors and analysts are watching closely.
So we've got the good news of record profits, but also these potential roadblocks in the form of legal and regulatory challenges.
It's a reminder that even for a company as dominant as Amazon, there are always risks and challenges to navigate.
Speaking of navigating challenges, let's look at how they're managing their financing activities. The 10Q mentions a new $5 billion revolving credit facility.
That's pretty standard for a company of their size. It basically gives them a line of credit they can use for various purposes.
Take one.
Short-term needs funding, strategic acquisitions, general corporate purposes. It's like having a giant safety net.
And speaking of acquisitions, they specifically mentioned that they might be looking to acquire or invest in other companies in the future.
That's always something to watch for. Amazon has a history of making strategic acquisitions that help them grow and expand into new markets.
The 10Q also mentions the possibility of issuing more equity or debt securities,
which could change the ownership structure for existing shareholders. It's something for investors to keep in mind.
Okay, so they're securing financing, they're potentially looking at acquisitions. It sounds like they're planning for a busy future.
They definitely are. And they're not just focused on the U.S. either. The 10Q talks about their global operations and the risks that come with doing business internationally.
Like what kind of risks?
Well, there's the obvious stuff like currency fluctuations and political instability. But there are also challenges related to regulatory changes and even natural disasters.
It's a lot to juggle. And the 10Q emphasizes that these factors could have a real impact on their financial performance.
Absolutely. Even for a company as big as Amazon, there are things they can't control.
One area that seems particularly complex is taxes.
Yeah, they're subject to taxes in the U.S. and numerous foreign jurisdictions, and they're involved in several tax controversies in different places.
It sounds like a headache.
It definitely can be. They even mention a dispute with the Indian Tax Authority about how they tax cloud services fees paid to Amazon in the U.S.
So this is about how digital services are taxed across borders.
Exactly. It's a complex issue that's becoming more and more important as more business is done online.
So we've got this incredible financial performance driven by AWS and retail. But they're also dealing with legal battles, regulatory scrutiny, global challenges, and complex tax issues.
It's a lot to take in. It's like they're juggling a dozen balls at once.
And they're doing it all while trying to maintain their unique culture and their relentless focus on innovation.
Which is no small feat. It's a fascinating story, and we've only just begun to explore it. It's a fascinating look into how a company like Amazon thinks about risk and opportunity.
And speaking of opportunities, the 10Q also hints at something that always gets investors excited, mergers and acquisitions.
Yes, the world of M&A. They specifically say that they may consider acquiring or investing in other companies in the future to, you know, bolster their existing businesses or move into new areas.
But they also caution that those moves could require them to issue more stock, spend their cash, or take on more debt.
Right, which could impact their financial performance. It's a reminder that acquisitions can be risky. If they overpay for a company or if the integration doesn't go smoothly, it can hurt their bottom line.
They even mention the possibility of valuations changing rapidly, which could lead to what they call impairments or write-downs.
Yeah, valuations are based on lots of assumptions and forecasts, and those can change quickly, especially in a volatile market.
So they're walking a tightrope here, trying to grow through acquisitions, but also being mindful of the risks.
Exactly, it's a balancing act. And it's not just about the financial risks either. There are also legal and regulatory hurdles they have to clear with any acquisition.
Right, antitrust laws come to mind.
Exactly. Regulators want to make sure that Amazon isn't using acquisitions to stifle competition.
So it's a complex landscape they're operating in. Oh. Lots of potential rewards, but also plenty of risks.
Absolutely. And speaking of a complex landscape, the 10Q spends a lot of time discussing the legal and regulatory challenges they're facing.
Yeah, that section can be a bit daunting. Lots of legal jargon.
But it's important stuff. It highlights some of the biggest issues that Amazon is grappling with. Antitrust concerns, data privacy regulations, international trade disputes. It's a lot to keep track of.
It seems like the rules of the game are always changing for them.
They are. And they have to adapt quickly to stay ahead of the curve. The 10Q specifically mentions the evolving nature of government regulation, especially in areas like e-commerce, digital content, cloud services, and AI.
It's like a moving target.
Exactly. And it's not just about complying with existing rules. They also have to anticipate how those rules might change in the future and how they might be interpreted and applied to their business.
One area that seems particularly sensitive right now is their use of AI.
Oh, absolutely. The 10Q acknowledges concerns about potential biases, fairness, and transparency in their AI systems.
It's a reflection of a broader societal debate about the ethical implications of AI.
Exactly. People are worried about things like algorithmic bias and the potential for AI to be used in discriminatory ways, and they're right to be concerned. These are serious issues.
And Amazon knows it. The 10Q talks about their efforts to address these concerns. But it's an ongoing process.
It has to be. As AI gets more powerful and more integrated into our lives, we need to make sure it's being used responsibly and ethically.
And that's not just a technical challenge. It's a social and political challenge, too.
Absolutely. And it's one that Amazon can't afford to ignore. The 10Q even mentions the potential for negative public perception regarding their AI efforts, which could hurt their brand image.
So they're trying to strike a balance between pushing the boundaries of AI innovation and addressing the ethical concerns that come with it.
Exactly. It's a tightrope walk. And it's not just about AI either. They're facing legal and regulatory challenges in pretty much every area of their business.
We talked earlier about those lawsuits related to their video streaming services and their Alexa devices.
Right. And those are just the tip of the iceberg. They're also dealing with antitrust investigations related to their e-commerce dominance and scrutiny over their labor practices.
It seems like they're constantly fighting fires on multiple fronts.
They are. And it's not cheap either. They're spending a fortune on legal fees and settlements. And that's money that could be invested in other areas of their business.
So these legal and regulatory challenges are a real drag on their bottom line.
They can be. And they can also slow down their growth and limit their ability to innovate.
It's a reminder that even the biggest, most successful companies aren't immune to these kinds of pressures.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder how they'll continue to navigate this increasingly complex landscape.
Will they be able to maintain their dominance in the face of all this scrutiny?
That's the big question, and only time will tell. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be fascinating to watch.
And it's going to have a major impact on all of us as consumers and as citizens.
Absolutely. Amazon is too big, too influential to ignore. Their decisions affect our lives in countless ways.
But we need to stay informed and engaged. We need to understand the challenges they're facing and the choices they're making.
Because those choices will shape the future of e-commerce, the future of technology, and maybe even the future of our society.
Okay, so we've talked about the financial risks, the legal battles, the regulatory scrutiny. It's a lot to digest. What about the human side of all this? What about the people who work at Amazon?
That's a crucial part of the story, too. And the 10Q actually provides some interesting insights into their approach to human resources.
For example?
Well, they talk about the importance of attracting and retaining top talent. And they acknowledge that competition for skilled workers is fierce, especially in the tech industry.
Makes sense. Everyone wants to work for the cool companies.
Right. And Amazon wants to be seen as one of those cool companies. Mm. So they're offering competitive salaries and benefits, and they're investing in employee development programs.
But they're also facing some challenges in this area.
Yeah. They've been criticized for their workplace culture in the past. Yeah. Some employees have complained about long hours, high pressure, and a lack of work-life balance.
And those criticisms have gotten a lot of attention.
They have. And they've hurt Amazon's reputation. So they're trying to address these issues. They're talking about creating a more inclusive and supportive work environment, and they're emphasizing the importance of diversity and equity.
It sounds like they're trying to change the narrative.
They are. Mm. They know that they need to be seen as a good employer if they want to attract and retain the best people.
And it's not just about attracting talent. It's also about keeping their current employees happy and engaged.
Absolutely. Happy employees are more productive and more likely to stay with the company. So it's a smart business move to invest in employee well-being.
It's also the right thing to do.
Exactly. Companies have a responsibility to treat their employees fairly and with respect.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about Amazon's financial performance, their legal and regulatory challenges, their global operations, their innovation efforts, and their approach to human resources.
It's a complex and multifaceted story, and it's one that's still being written.
But I think we've gained some valuable insights into how Amazon operates and what makes them tick.
I agree. And I think we've also raised some important questions about their future and the impact they'll have on our world.
Questions that we'll continue to explore as we follow their journey.
It's a question of, can they have it all? Can they be this massive global powerhouse and still be a force for good in the world?
It's like they're trying to thread a needle, innovating and disrupting, but also being responsible and ethical.
Exactly. And it's not easy. There's always a tension between those two things.
And that tension is only going to grow as they get bigger and more influential.
Right. The stakes are higher now. Their decisions have a ripple effect across the entire economy.
So what do you think? Can they pull it off?
Honestly, I don't know. It's a tough challenge. But I think they're at least aware of the need to find a balance.
Yeah. They're definitely talk about sustainability and social responsibility.
And they're putting some money behind those initiatives, too. But whether it's enough to really move the needle remains to be seen.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We will. But in the meantime, I think it's important for us to keep asking these questions, to hold them accountable,
yeah,
to push them to be better.
Absolutely. We can't just be passive consumers. We have a role to play in shaping the future of these companies and the technologies they create.
Exactly. We have a voice and we need to use it.
Well said. Okay. I think that's a good place to wrap up this deep dive into Amazon's Q3 2024 financials.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey. We've covered a lot of ground.
From record profits to legal battles to global expansion to AI innovation to corporate culture.
And we've raised some important questions about their future and their impact on the world.
Questions that we'll continue to explore as the story unfolds.
Exactly. Because one thing's for sure, Amazon isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
They're a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be watching closely to see what they do next.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure.
And as always, we encourage you to keep learning, keep questioning, and keep exploring. Until next time.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.